Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is the Diaspora Forum, a platform where we engage with Zimbabweans living abroad. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Wednesday, May the 9th, 2018. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight, we are talking about efforts by the government, especially to engage millions of Zimbabweans domiciled outside the country.
You can join the conversation on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318, and we will call you right back.
We are streaming live on our Facebook platforms at VOA Live Talk, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. As you would know by now, we are also streaming live on our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, as well as voandebele.com.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa continued his outreach to Zimbabweans based in foreign lands when he met with the Zimbabweans living in the Arab nation of Qatar this week, where he urged them to play a major role in the redevelopment of Zimbabwe. Mr. Mnangagwa has delivered the same message to Zimbabwean nationals in every other country that he has visited since being president in November of last year.
But many Zimbabweans remain skeptical about investing in their motherland or simply going back home. Many say they want the government to grant them the right to vote before they can commit any kind of investments. A diaspora policy adopted by the ousted government of Mr. Robert Mugabe in 2016 now lies in peril. Still, many people say it didn't do much because it didn't contain the right to vote. That's basically what we are talking about today. Efforts by the Zimbabwean government to reach out to millions of Zimbabweans in the diaspora. But many of them are holding out. Point number one, they want to see how the election is going to go. And as you know, the election is only about 100 days or so away. And many really are not happy because the government says it doesn't have money, doesn't have resources to reach out so that they can vote in this election. Yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje sihlobo esithandekayo, imizamo kahulumende ukukhulumisana lezi zalwane zakhe ukubana ziphenduke ekhaya ukuze evule amabhizimusi kumbe ukuze phathisa njengobungcwethi ezilabo ukuvuselela umnotho welizwe wona osowaya kogoqanyawo. Sike sabona ubaba Mnangagwa kule viki ehlangana lezi zalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Qatar ezikhuthaza ukubana hayi abalaba abangaba belezimali zabo kumele baphenduke baze sungula amabhizimusi. Umbiko omunye, umbiko ofanayo uhambe la ubhode ngawo njalo emazweni achiyeneyo lapho asethe wethekelela khona. Kodwa abaningi bathi simthembile ubaba, sisafuna ukuqala sibone ukuthi izinto zizohamba kanjani. Njalo bathi gabajabuli ngendlela uhulumende abavimba ngayo ukuba nabavote. Isisekelo sombuso welizwe, i-constitution, iyakuvumela ukubana izizalwane zeZimbabwe zivote, eziphandle kwelizwe lazo zivote, kodwa uhulumende uthi akalayo imali yokuthi aphume ayezivotisa zikulawo mazwe afana lakhona apha eMelika, eBrithani, South Africa, Botswana. ngakho uthi bonke abeZimbabwe bafuna ukuvota izani ekhaya lize vota yilo ke udaba esingalo elamhlanje kathi laba amanye amabandla aphikisayo labo sesike sabona besiyalelale uThamisa ubeseNgilandi e-UK lapho ahlanganela labasekeli bebandla lakhe kanye labantu nje abavela eZimbabwe ngempela viki yona le esikiyo nje yilo ke udaba esingalo lamhlanje Mkoma Wande.
Yaya nasi inofadza inonakidza zvikuru nokuti iri kutarisa zvinhu zviri kuitika munyika meZimbabwe kubva zvavaitwa mutungamiri wenyika muna November gore rapera mutungamiri wenyika vamunangagwa vari kufamba nenyika dzakawanda asi chavanotaura chiri chimwe chete chokuti vanhu vana veZimbabwe vari kune dzimwe nyika ngavadzoke kumusha vazobatsira kugadzirira zvinhu zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka kumusha kudevelopa nyika nokuti zvinhu zvose zvisimukire vari kufamba vachitaura izvozvo makurukota avo vari kufambawo vachitaura izvozvo zvimwe chete iko zvinezvo vakadzoka kuZimbabwe nezuro kwavanga vashanya kuQatar kwavanonzi vakasainirana zvitenderano zvirongwa zvakawanda nehurumende navanhu vamabhizinesi ikoko asi chikuru chavanonyasa kutaura ndechokuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kune dzimwe nyika deno zvadzoka kumusha zvazobatsira kusimudzira nyika asi vazhinji vari kuti aiwa toda kumbonyatsoona kuti zvakamira sei nokuti pari zvino nyange kuvhota hatisi kutendekwa kuvhota saka toda kuti timbomira kuti tione kuti zvakamira sei tisati taisa mari yedu munyika imomo ndo chichemo chine zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kune dzimwe nyika nyaya yekuvhota inyaya huru zvikuru kuvana zvisvara zveZimbabwe zviri kune dzimwe nyika vari kuramba vachitaura nyaya iyoyo vachide nehurumende yagadzirisa nyaya yekuti vakwanisewo kuvhota nyange vari kuvavanenge vari ikoko hurumende woku inenge ichiti hatina mari saka panongoita zvokuti panoita zvokuti netse toda kuti tikurukure nyaya idzodzo dzose pamwe chete zvinobata vana veZimbabwe vari kune dzimwe nyika saka tisati taenda mberi tina Professor Elliot Masocha wekuti Fry University kuOhio. Professor, makadiniko? Professor Masocha, munotinzwa here?
Ya, ndiri kunzwai, makadi henyu?
Aiwa, tiri nani isu. Tine nyaya yatiri kutaura panapa yezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kune dzimwe nyika zviri kushedzwa kuti dene zvadzoka kumusha kunobatsira kusimudzira nyika munofungei nazvo?
Ndinoona sokuti hapana kunyatsokujekeswa ipapo kuti kuZimbabwe kwava neshoteji here yevanhu vanokwanisa kubetsera ikoko ike zvino izvino kuti tinzi tidzokere kumusha izvozvi kuzobatsira papi pacho kuzobatsira kuti tiwane mabasa tibatsire mabasa here kana kuti tinzi tiuye nemari dzetinenge tisina vuno dzokuti tikwanise kuenda ikoko kuZimbabwe saka kuti tingotutana nemhuri tututane namabhegi edu zvose nezvatiinazvo kuti tandosvika muZimbabwe nhasi tinondoitei muZimbabwe imomo tinokwanisa kubetsera zvakanyanya pamwe tichiri vuno tichimbobokorera kuona kuti ndapapi pandingandokwana
ndoona sokuti vamunangagwa vari kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvino ruzivo rwakawanda vamwe vane mari saka vari kuti dene mauya kumusha mazoitira zvinhu zvacho izvozvo kunoku muchibatsira on the ground kuno kuZimbabwe ndoona sokuti ndo chinangwa chavo
chinangwa chakanaka chaizvo chokuti vanokwanisa vane mari dzacho nokuti ndoona sokuti vanhu vari kumusha kubvira vatungamiriri vanongofunga kuti kana munhu ari mhiri wava namazimari okudzoka vanofunga kuti kana munhu ari mhiri akanzi chiuya kumba zviri nyore kuti ndingotini sababa vemba ngatichisimuka tiende nokuti ndine mari tine zvakawanda zviri uno kumidzi yedu imwe yatava uno kuvana vakazvarirwa uno vari muzvikoro namabasa atiinawo vamwe mavonero edu ndokuti isu tinoto contribute more tiri vuno ku Zimbabwe tiri vuno kukwatiri mhiri vunoku tichitumira mari ku dzimba tichienda ako kunoona nokugadzirisa zviriko nokubhadharira vamwe vezvikoro ikoko kana ndikaenda ku Zimbabwe ike zvino handioni sokuti contribution yandiri kuita izvozvi kana kuti contribution iri kuitawo vamwe vari vuno vanozosvika voikwanisa ikokoko ku Zimbabwe kwachona mazira ndinoita ike zvino izvi kana tikaita mari yacho yedinge inotoshaikwa ukatumira mari izvozvi kuti ndinayo mari ndatumira ndakatumira mari vhiki yapera musi wa 1 May yokuti ndobhadhara mafees kuri kunzi hakuna mari yacho kunana Western Union kunana MoneyGram saka ndiona sokuti haisati kwainatsokuibvurudza kuti titi tose tatuta mabhegi edu taenda kuZimbabwe nemari dzedu tadii kumbotanga tatumira mari dzatiinadzo zvichinoita zvimwewo zviri kumusha ikoko tozoteveravo ikoko vanokwanisa havo kuinda ike zvino izvi vanokwanisa kuinda asi handioni sokuti munhu ungangomanya asina kustudy the situation on the ground kuti chii chandondoita kana ndikaenda ihurumende kayava ne 5 months yava pandizi vatonatsurudza zvinhu here pasi paground apa kuti vane mari vokudiaspora vauye ikoko kuZimbabwe ikoko
looking at the way the government has been trying to reach out, Professor Masocha, would you say their efforts are adequate?
I think they are trying to do their very best looking at the situation they are into right now, because you look at the way the country was being governed for the past 7 years. When they went in power a few months ago, their first task was to put on brakes such that they can turn around the country to the direction they feel it's going to work for everybody. So I think they're trying their best, you know, trying to get relationships with other countries, trying to encourage us to come home or even send the man home. So they are trying their best, but still they need help. They need help. I don't think at the point of which they are, I really don't think that they we'll get to a point where we will say they have done enough, you know, looking at their ages as well. I don't think they will retire before they even do enough for the country and its economy, looking at, you know, the independent history of our country, where we have been for the past, you know, where we came from the past 37 years, and where we have been with the government of, you know, the president, with all the corruption that was going on. It's going to take a while for the current government to put on brakes towards the, you know, to where the country was going, and also turn around the country and its economy to where they want it to be. So they are doing the best they can, I feel like that, but they still have room for them to do the best.
Thank you there, Professor Masocha. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. My best friend, Difa Dube, Difference Dube. Good evening, Mr. Dube, and welcome.
Good evening, Mr. Mkomo. How are you doing, sir?
We are doing great. Let's dive in. Mnumzana Dube se patautaba lwemiza mkahulumende eyokurhuka. Linaphela zizalwane zaseZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe ukuthi liphenduke lize kwakha ilizwe lizevuselela umnotho labanye, kanti libuye njalo le notho yena eseliyithole phandle kwelizwe lizeyitshala ekhaya. Ungathini ngaleyo mizamo?
Babukomo, mina engingakutsho kusegcekeni, leyo inkulumo emnandi ekhwabithwa nanoma ngubani. Ngithemba ukuthi akekho umuntu ongayifisiyo, njalo akekho umuntu ongayikhwabithi inkulumo enjalo. Kodwa kunokodwa omkhulu kakhulu ongathatha phose mhlawumbe 60% yenkulumo leyo eyabe ikhulunywa, kodwa kulibala elilodwa elithi kodwa. Ukodwa loyo ngimthoyo ngokuthi kule simo sendaba ye-corruption okuyinto esibona uhulumende wakathesi iloba ehlabela ingoma ethi uyalungisa izinto, kodwa kule ndaba ye-corruption labantu abawenza lobo leyo corruption abasahleli esitulweni banzinzile esitulweni. Bese sizibuza ukuthi wonke umuntu nxa sinje sisebadiaspora awujabulisa ukuhlala ediaspora, kuyasibuyisela emuva financial, kuyasibuyisela emuva ezintweni eziningi. Kodwa-ke nxa kunjalo sesibone impilo ekuthi anxa liphila ngeqiniso or ilizwe amazwe ale governance eqondileyo ecabangela abantu ukuthi banjani. Because ngingatshoni ngihamba ngisekatshana sile Botswana nanzani umakhelwane wethu. Why can't we learn from iBotswana ukuthi iBotswana iyazama even though i-corruption ikhona but bazama i-transparency ukuthi bekhona. So into ekhona ngeyokuthi uhulumende kufanele ukuthi into ayikhulumayo akanyathele kube lesi sinto. As long as iyabe ikhuluma but into ayikhulumayo kungelanto ecacileyo phakathi, ngibona ingathi kudlala ngesikhathi. Ngoba kunje babunkomo sesifundile izinto eziningi. Asikho lokana njengakudala lokana ukuthi lapho uzabe utshela umuntu ongakaze avale i-newspaper noba ohlale bali chronically kuphela ukuthi uzabe so blindfolded ukuthi yena ukhangele i-chronically indaba ezimnandi ezigrike i-chronically kuphela. Kodwa kulezinto eziningi eziyabe zihlanganisa esizikhangeleyo kathese zisegcekeni esingadingi ukuthi sizitolikelwe but izinto esizilothi sizibone ngamehlo. Wonke umntwana weZimbabwe uyafisa kakhulu ukuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe lilunge abantu bonke babuyele bayisebenzele emazweni abo. Sesikeza kubona amanye amazwe laba abantu abafana la amanye amazwe abafana labo mixed East or Iraq for instance. I-Iraq yayilizwe eyi-warzone. But kathesi abanye abantu abaningi babuyele e-Iraq because i-Iraq isisakhekha even though ingakayakhekhi 100% but iyatshengisela indlela ukuthi iyanga. So thina okweZimbabwe kutshengisela ukuthi wonke umuntu iso proud ngokuba ngokwakha ilizwe lakhe
eyi-citizen yalo lizwe. Aha. And ngo-2016 Mnumzana Dube ubaba uMgabe bengakamhluthuneli intambo ngoChiwenga. Uhulumende kaMgabe wethula esingathi i-diaspora policy umthetho ugwalo olukhangelane lokuthuthukisa ubudlelwano phakathi kwezalwane zeZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe lohulumende owayekhona ngaleso sikhathi. Kodwa ngithanda ukutsho ukuthi sizamile ukufonela uForeign Affairs Minister ubaba uSibusiso Moyo ukuthi sibuze ukubana isasebenza na leyo policy, usasebenza yini lowo mthetho njengoba sokulohulumende omutsha okababa uMnangagwa akasenelisanga ngoba akadobhanga ucingo lwakhe ubaba uMoyo. Ilanxa kunjalo umthetho lo i-diaspora policy lebivele ikhona ibisolwa ngabantu abaningi ngoba ibingakhulumi ngendaba zokuvota kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikwamanye amazwe. Kuwe njengesizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwelengilandi Mnumzana Dube, kuphatheke kanganani ngodaba lokuthi kumele uvote lawe ukhona ngapho?
Ye mina baba uNkobo, indaba yepolisi leyana uMgabe wayele kuthiwa i-appearance enhle ngaphandle kwakhe kodwa phakathi kwakhe kungelanto ecacile ayenzayo. Ipolisi zonke izinto ezazibandakanyeka kuleyo ipolisi zazimnandi nxa uzivala zikhwabitheka. Kodwa kusizani baba uNkomo ukuthi kathesi nxa singathi siyalwa uqala ungibophela izandla kuqala. Ungangibopha izandla ubuse ungithaya bese ngivuvuka ubuse ubuse ungitshela ukuthi usungehlule. Yabe ungihlule ngayiphi indlela? Yiko umuntu nxa umnikeza ukudla ungamnikeza impuphu yodwa baba uNkomo. Kufanele ukuthi umnikeze impuphu uphinde umnikeze la manzi ukuthi apheke isitshwala ahambe ayokudla. So but ipolisi liyala kufana lokunikeza umuntu impuphu usazi ukuthi akula ndawo lapho azathola kwala manzi.
Aha, thank you there. Mnumzana Dube, qhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni Mr. Wandetimbo zokera kuna.
Professor Masocha, ndinoziva ukuthi muntu akumbanjela kubasa. Ndisatataura na Mr. Dube. Professor Masocha Muripo. Professor Masocha Muripo.
Yeah, ndiripo ndiripo mute.
Oh, okay. Ndinoziva ukuthi muntu akumbanjela kubasa asi musati maenda. Mukandiudza pamhinduro yamatipa yekuti munoda kumbomira kuti muone kuti zvofamba sei, hamungangotangi kurongedza nokumhanya muchienda ikoko komusati mava nechokwadi. Ko zvino kana zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvose zvikadaro hurumende ichiti vana vekuZimbabwe dzokai muzotibatsira, wamungada kuti azonoita basa iroro kuti mugozoenda ndiani?
Zvinoitika ndezvokuti ndopa ndataura paya kuti vangangoda zvavo kuinda vangavaenda, asi dambudziko ratinaro iki zvino samaonero angu harisiro kuti tiinde kuZimbabwe tinobetsera ikoko. Dambudziko rine nyika yedu idambudziko remari. Kana tiinayo unoku yatachifanira kurongedza nayo yacho nokukwira nayo yacho ndege tadii kuchiitumira kumusha inoshanda zvakasiyana siyana. Hurumende ngaitivhurire mikana
yatino kwanisa kuti tiinveste mairi iti pakati pakati mukatumira mari pane zvakati zvinoita izvozvo. Izvi ndozvo kuti vakamboita makore akare vakamboita mukana wedzimba yaizvanzi kuti vaiti zimuchiya iti vanhu vokudiaspora vunoku vaikwanisa kutenga dzimba tichiisa mari kuZimbabwe ikoko vachivhurirawo mari yokuti kana tikatumira mari nana Western Union inokwanisa kuwanikwa ichiinda kwayanga ichifanira kuenda ikoko. Saka harisi dambudziko rokuti kuZimbabwe hakuna vanhu vanogona kubetsera maidhia ayo. Dambudziko riko ndirokuti mari haiko. Zvekare dambudziko riko ndirokuti iyo mari yacho irikoyo nyangwe iri shoma nyangwe yakawanda asi kuti haisi kufamba nenzira yakanatso kuchena. Kune corruption yakati one day kunyika yedu kana chidauratso kubudirana pachena. Saka vangakwanisa kuita ini ndine chivimbo chaicho kuti Zimbabwe navanhu vakafunda varimo ivavo muZimbabwe ngatisavashora tingofunga kuti vari kudiaspora chete ndo vana maidea okusumudza nyika. Varimo ivavo Zimbabwe navanhu vakafunda zvisingambobviri vanokwanisa havo kudzokera vanokwanisa kudzokera vondoita zvavanodi zvavanovona zvinokwanisa kubatsira nyika. Asi tikangoti tose ngatiinde ikoko unemployment rate iri kwainonzi ndo kwairi kumusoro kusoro ikoko todosvika zvetoshayiwa mabasa acho iwo atinoda todosvika zveisu toshayiwa mari dzetinoitaenda nadzo kuZimbabwe dziri mabhengi edu tondodzishayiwa kuti todzitora sei tigodzishandisa sei.
Tinozvinzwa Professor Adize, Mr. Nkomo.
Maybe your last my last question Professor is we release you if the president is listening, as I suspect he is, because I mean let's be frank, everyone listens to Studio 7. What would you want him to say pertaining to the to his diaspora engagement, to his diaspora policy, which I don't think, honestly, they have at the moment? I know the Mugabe government had some. It wasn't a perfect document, but at least it was something. I'm not sure, like I said, whether it's still in effect or not, since we had, you know, we had a change of government. What would you tell Mr. Mnangagwa if he's listening right now?
You know, what I'm going to tell the Honorable President, Mr. Mnangagwa, is that he has to be, you know, to come up with a very clear policy of the diaspora on, you know, how exactly we are supposed to help Zimbabwe. Because talking about just money, either sending money or bringing money, to do exactly what? You know, what are we going to do? So if they don't have a policy, you know, pertaining to diaspora specifically, I think they have to pause a little bit and work on that such that each and every one of us can be able to retrieve that policy maybe on the embassy's website and we can see exactly how we can help and where exactly we can help. So as far as I can you know, tell, I go to Zimbabwe every year. You know, for the past 18 years, I've been in Zimbabwe 12 times. But I don't see exactly that robust opportunities for Zimbabwean diasporans to participate into the Zimbabwean economy as of right now. So what I hear is that come and help us to manage the country. You know, I'm going in a few weeks' time. Whom am I going to see, you know, to help me to participate in, you know, to build Zimbabwe? Mm-hmm. I don't even know where I'm going to make my first stop and make an inquiry. You know, so far I have been personally trying to bring American education in Zimbabwe, but the whole thing is just stalled. You don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. You don't know where the papers are. So he should come up with a clear policy, a clear roadmap on each and every one of us in the diaspora to follow once we land at the Harare International Airport. Where are we supposed to go? Then what do we expect?
Mm-hmm. A clear roadmap is indeed required. Thank you there, Professor Elliot Masocha. Tinotenda zvikuru nekuwana nguva yekupinda pachirongwa chedu.
Maita basa.
Mm-hmm. That was Professor Elliot Masocha of DeFry University in Ohio, konapa eMelika muno mu America.
pane musati maenda mberi Mr. Nkomo pane message yapana iri pana pa inoda kuenderana nezvanga zvitaura kuzvinezvi inobva kuna Tozoona Jacob Maforo ari kuti those who have the resources make different decisions from those without. We cannot generalize the discussion. You need to separate the discussion to get best possible responses. Hatisi kuita generalize, Mr. Maforo, sikutaura kwamunoita. Tiri kukupai mukana wokuexpressa zvamunofunga imimi. Imi kana muchikwanisa fonai mutaure zvamunotaura makasununguka, hatisi kuita generalize, hatisi kuti kwai taurai makarerekera kudivirika kuti uku. Tiri kunzwa kuti vanhu vari kufunga chinyi, tichikupai mukana wokuti mutaure navamwe venyu. Ndo zvatiri kuita iko zvino izvi.
25 minutes after the hour of 8 GMT time and 25 past 2 o'clock here in Washington. That's the time. Iso isikhathi ke and uhlelo iDiaspora Forum. Lapho isikhangela khona indaba eziphathelane lezizalwane zakweZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe lamhlanje. Udaba olusegudwini sikhangela ikakhulu imizamo kahulumende yokuhuga abakwamanye amazwe. Sibonile ubaba uMnangagwa ongumongameli welizwe kuliviki ehlangana lezi zalwane zaseZimbabwe ezihlala kwele Qatar. Ezikhuthaza ukubana ezingaba zile mali yazo, zile notho yazo, zilobungcitshi, zilobungcwethi. Kungatsha ezijiyeneyo zempilo kumele zize ekhaya zizephathisa emizameni yokuvuselela umnotho. Kodwa abanengi njengokuzwa kwenu bekhuluma nje bathi hayi kusakunengi okumele uhulumende akulungisise mpela bengakazi babuyele okufana lokuvunyelwa ukuvota besemazweni abahlala kuwo. Mnumzana Dube, lokhu khona ecingweni. Mnumzana Dube,
ngikhona baba uNkomo, ngikhona ke niye yese.
Ye, njengomuntu ohlala phandle ungathi kuyini ofuna uhulumende akulungisise ngaphandle kodaba lokuvota? Yiphi imithetho kumbe kuyini ongafuna ukubana uhulumende akuphathe akulungisise? Mhlawumbe okuke kwakuxaka kwakwenza wehluleka mhlambe wavula ibhizimusi eZimbabwe kumbe waphathisa ngandlela thize kundaba zomnotho.
Bobo engakutsho mina kakhulu lapho ngokuthi okokuqala bengithanda ukuthi nxa kungabe mhlambe umongameli ulalele lolu hlelo bengithi ngimtshele ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi into yokuqala akabekwazi ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe, ilizwe leZimbabwe labusiseka ngabantu ukuthi angama hard workers. Abantu njalo abantu abavekezelayo. Angiboni ukuthi akhona amanye amazwe ayenelisa ukubekezela isikhathi eside esingaka 38 years ebekezele sithi kuzalunga. Kodwa ngokunjalo nxa uyakhangela bayahamba esikolo abantwana beZimbabwe baqhubekela phambili ngokuinvesta, ngokwenza ama-businesses, ngokubandakanyeka ezintweni eziningi. So mina engakutsho baba uNkomo ukuthi imithetho okokuqala abakwenze kube lula ukuthi nxa ungumuntu weZimbabwe uyenelise ukuhwebelana namanye amazwe, uhulumende engafaki iminwe eminingi phakathi. Njalo ungathola ukuthi udola ingcinamba before uthola ukuthi uluza imali eziningi nxa mhlawumbe ufuna ukuvula ibhizinisi before ungakatheli profit nakuleyo bhizinisi. Njalo before ungakazi lokuthi uzayithola yini imali nxa usulivulelelo bhizinisi. Yinto yokuqala leyana. Okwesibili, uhulumende imithetho yakhe ayibekayo le engayikhuluma ngathi babeka imithetho emnandi emihle, sifisa ukuthi ngabe ukuthi bayaqhubekela phambili bayi-implemente, because i-implementation okwenza i-implementation yento yeqakathekile ukwedlula nje ukukhuluma. Ngesintu isintu sithi umlomo kagcwalelwa mfula. Sengingamemeza ngiphitsha komfula ngithi sengigqabhile umfula bantu umfula kagawugqabhisa izikhathi. So akusoze kutshintshe lutho lokuyana. So i-implementation yemithetho lana yinto eqakatheke kakhulu emthethweni emihlele abasibekela yona. Njalo abasicabangele ukuthi abantu bediaspora ngabantu abafisa ukubona big things happening. Asiso ukuthi sizathi nxa sibuya uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe sisafuna ukuthi sibuyele back to kuleyana iZimbabwe leyana ka-1996 iZimbabwe leyana kamgqabo. asifuni kubuyela kulesi ni simo. So imithetho abatshintshe imithetho bayahamba lapho bayahamba kuma-international meetings bayabona ukuthi isimo sinjani, bayabona ukuthi amanye amazwe aphilisana njani namanye amazwe. So khonkwana yikwesesikufunayo wabunkoma ukuthi asibambisaneni indlela ilula kakhulu. IZimbabwe ilizwe nxa ungakhangela kuthengesakathi nxa ususa umgabe abantu bezimbabwe batshengisela ukuthi bona ngabantu ababambeneyo. Akuzange kwabe lo muntu othiwa wabulawa, akuzange kwabe lo muntu othiwa mhlawumbe utshontshelwe noma utheni, but zatshengisela i-solidarity. So mina i-solidarity lana lakudiaspora i-solidarity nalani khona ngabe umuntu abezozivakatshela kona lapha kumadiaspora bayabona indlela esibayamukela ngakhona. I-regardless ngowezanu noma ngowe-MDC noma ngowe-NP bandla, siyahamba siyekuza sifuna ukuza ukuthi ukhulumani inoba siyakusapota noma sikusapoti, but siyahamba siyekuza ukuthi sifuna ukuza ukuthi ukhuluma ngani. Yingakho mina engitshoyo babukoma ukuthi imithetho abayitshintshe kuphinde kuyofika lezi ndawo zabozimra. IZimra indawo zasemngceleni ziningi izinto ezikhona eZimbabwe, ziningi izinto ezingekho eZimbabwe. Nxa uphuma lezi zinto siyazithengisela phandle kwelizwe, umthetho awube ngumthetho wawonke umuntu. Nxa ungena lezi zinto from phandle ubuyalazo from uvela kwi-import zilethe eZimbabwe, umthetho awube ngowonke umuntu. But kungabuyi ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi wena ungubani usitshintshele umthetho lowo ngubani usetshintshele umthetho.
Thank you there. Mnumzana Dube Kubeka Ubambile. Difa Dube, a human rights campaigner, is saying that the government has to be consistent in its policies, and they have to provide clarity on their relationship with the diaspora. He's talking about the way Zimra conducts business. Says certainly it has to change.
Yes, yes. You told Professor Masocha to stand by.
No, I said that he is released. Professor Masocha, are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line driving to work. I can have about 10, 15, 20 minutes with you.
Ah, okay. Thank you for that. Go ahead, Mr.
Professor Masocha Manzwa, vamwe vachipindura vachiti pamwe vane mari vanogona kupindura zvakasiyana neavo vasina mari panyaya yokukokwa kunzi dzokai kumusha kuzobatsira kusimudzira nyika yeZimbabwe. Munoti chii nenyaya iyi kana totarisa zvamambotaura pakutanga?
Ndinoiwa ndichinya yoko ndichiseka zvangu kuti hakuna mari inonzi iyi mari yakawanda, iyi mari shoma. Saka tichitaura nezvemari dzokuinvesta, vacho vatinoti havana mari ivavo vanonge vaine zvimwe zviri equivalent to money zvinogona kunge zvakatokurira kudarika vane mari. Vane mari vachinoinvesta munyika ruzhinji rwacho, tinoda kutarisa kuti mari yacho vanozoichengeta munyika here yavanogadzira munyika imomo. Nokuti vamwe vane mari vanogona kuti Zimbabwe is open for business, voenda vondotora mari nayo voenda kunyika dzavo. Taiona isi dhokumendi rakabudisiwa renyaya yekuda dzevanhu vakaexternaliza mari muZimbabwe, mabhizinesi vane mari vamabhizinesi vokuChina uko mari dzakadzokera ikoko. Saka kuti titi vane mari vanenge vane vanokwanisa kunge vana maonero avo, vakanguva havo vana maonero avo, asi zvinoenderana nechinangwa chavanenge vanacho mukunoinvesta munyika yakaita seZimbabwe. Pamwe vane chinangwa chokuti vandoinvesta vagobva vatsvaira mari shoma yanga irimo iyoyo vodzoka. Saka ngati encourage munhu wese tisatanga kupatsanurana kutiti vane mari ndo vanogona kuti zvakati, vasina mari ndo vanogona kuti zvakati. Zvimari zvatiinazvo zvishoma izvozvo tinogona kunge tichikwanisa kuzvishandisa kudarika vanhu vane mari yakawanda, nokuti pachirungu vanoti money is how you use it.
Mambo taura nenyaya yekuti it's not, you know, like you are saying again that it's not only about the money. How else can the diaspora play a role in redeveloping the country?
The diaspora have lots of ways of redeveloping the country. I can give an example of myself of what I'm doing, not saying that that's the best I can do. But I have identified a couple of things that I, as an individual born in Zimbabwe, can contribute in one way or another. For example, I'm paying for over 30 orphans to go to school because we know the young people are our youth. And that alone is a type of small development that people in the diaspora can do. And each and every one of us, whether we are in the diaspora or not, we can actually, you know, try to sponsor or sponsor at least one young person to go to school, which is not much. You know, rural secondary schools where I went myself, it's only, you know, from 1 to form 4, it's only $40 per month, $40 per term, which translates into 33 cents per day. We can do all that. And besides that, I'm also investing in real estate in Zimbabwe as well, you know, building my retirement home, you know, providing jobs in Zimbabwe. And besides that, whenever I go to Zimbabwe, I've been going to Zimbabwe, you know, every year for the past 5-6 years, I go into schools, I go into universities, trying to educate fellow Zimbabweans on how best they can help develop our country. So even if I don't have money, but to me, what I'm doing is worth more than cash.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Dr. Masocha. That's a wonderful thing the professor is doing.
Exactly, exactly. I accept his statement that we can contribute in whatever way that is possible. When I say we, I'm talking in terms of Zimbabweans in their diaspora, that they can contribute in whatever small way that they can. He gave that example of paying school fees for some young men, and he says that it's not much. It's surely something that people can consider to do, and that is a contribution also.
And that's a challenge to you and I.
Yes, it is. But we when we talk about these things, we tend to look in the over, you know, in the bigger picture. Investments, big business. I want to start a company. I want to do this. But there are small things that people can do that can make a difference.
Indeed. Mnumzana Dube, uyamuzwa usikhwica mfundo lapha uyakhuluma ngemsebenzi ayenzayo lawe ngiyazi kunengokwenzayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ngaphandle kokuletha izimali zingaphathisa njani ngakhonokho kuncane umuntu ayabe elakho?
On that
well,
the park.
It was a part of some stuff on park.
While we are waiting for him to solve the problem,
I'll book you both on.
Okay, while we try to reconnect with Dube, angazi ukhuluma lomlungu bakhuluma lapho Dube kodwa sesilomunye lapha tina azi tina mkomachale.
Yes, mkomachale mtama makadiko.
Yeah.
I want to tell you some work on the other Dariroi, Munoti, Mungati Batirawase.
And by the way, Charles Mtama and the organization in non Zimbabwe diaspora for democracy.
Mhm.
Rukumbra was Mungandi Sanguroba Sashtingu, could the Msoranya Ruchi.
Mkomachale triku tarisa ma efforts ari kuitwa ne hurumende ku encourage ama Zimbabweans ari panze kwenyika kuti auye kuzobatsira upfumi hwenyika. Tirikuona vamunangagwa vari kuenda uko neuko Shondorino ndofunga nemari mwezuro anga vari kukata uko. Imimi sekuona kwenyu zvii zvingaitwa nevanhu vakaita semi vari mudiaspora kubatsira kusimudzira nyika yeZimbabwe uyezve mungati zvakakwana here zviri kuitwa nehurumende kutaurirana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kune dzimwe nyika.
Zvakanaka ratenda. Panyaya yekuti hurumende iri kudyidzana nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvakakwana, ndoti kwete, nekuti haungangoti kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe uyai kumusha muite zvebusiness panyaya dzematongerwo enyika, tisiri kukwanisa kupiwa kodzero yekusarudza vatungamiri vatinoda. Saka kurudziro iyoyo ndeyekuti muda kungowana rubatsiro sehurumende kuti muwane mbiri, asi musina hanya kana shungu panyaya dzekodzero dzevana veZimbabwe vari kugara kunze kwenyika. Saka kudzamara tawana kodzero idzodzo dzekuti tisarudze vatungamiri vatinodawo sevana veZimbabwe, ndo pandikatoti ya takukwanisa kunge tichionekwa nehurumende se nemuenzano nevamwe vana vese veZimbabwe vari munyika. Ndomaonerandozviita.
Vamutama, saka muri kuti kana musina kupiwa mukana wokuvhota mungakwanisi kuenda kuZimbabwe here?
Kuti uende uchino zvakafanana nenye inotaurwa muWashington DC yekuti taxation without representation, haungakwanisi kubatsira kuda kubatsira munyaya dzeeconomy iwe usiri kupiwa kodzero dzako dzekuti uvhote. Saka ndinoona kunge kodzero dzekuvhota kana kuti dzematongerwo enyika dzinoenderana nekodzero dzeupfumi hwenyika.
Before you joined us, Professor Masocha made a very interesting point there. You know, when he said you don't really have to have a lot of money as a Zimbabwean living outside of the country, you know, to make change in Zimbabwe to be effective. He gave an example of himself. He says he's sponsoring a number of kids to go to school. Isn't that, you know, an effective way Zimbabweans can contribute towards the rebuilding of their country without necessarily, you know, having to engage the government?
Okay. That's okay, but at a broader level and in the long run, you need to be involved in policy making and in decision making as the diaspora. But at an individual level, yes, anyone can do that one. But what we are saying is tinofanira kuva nekodzero dzekusarudza vatungamiri vatinoda, nekuti vatungamiriri ivavo vanokwanisa kuzotaura muparliament nenyaya yeshuviro dzedu isu sevana veZimbabwe vari mhiri kwemakungwa, nekuti havasi vese vanoda kudzokera kuZimbabwe, asi vamwe vanogara kunze kwenyika vachishanda ikoko. Saka vanofanira kupiwa kodzero iyoyo yekuti vasarudze vatungamiri vavanoda, kuti vawane vatungamiri vanovatungamirira muparliament.
Thank you there, Mkoma Charlie. That's Charles Mutama of the organization Zimbabwe Diaspora for Democracy. Please do stay on the line now, Mkoma Charlie. See, uyakhuluma lapho uMtama uthi yebo izizalwane zeZimbabwe kunenge ezingakwenza, kodwa isiqokoqela okuqakathekileyo ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe asinanze ananze izizalwane zakhe eziphandle kwelizwe njengezizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphe amalungelo azo agoqela ilungelo lokuvota zikulawo mazwe okuyinto evunyelwa isisekelo sombuso welizwe. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Dube, usukhona ecingweni njani? Mnumzana Dube.
Ngikona babukoko.
Ah, hey, bese ngasazwanani lapho bozo khuluma labelungu la.
Ozokhulumisikiwa
zabo Runi lesana ngazi ngeseManchester esingazwakaliyo ngayo. Yeah, bakhuluma lapha bengisithi mina Dube Professor Masochi uke wakhuluma lapha wathi hayi njengabantwana beZimbabwe kunenge singakwenza kumelanga simelele uhulumende kuphela. Lawe njengomuntu ozimeleyo ungaphathisa uthe yena bakhona abantwana abancedisayo ababhadalela esikolo. Okuyindlela uthi ngaleyo ndlela singaletha utshintsho ngaleyo ndlela umuntu kungaba nguzibani lozibani engaletha inguquko empilweni yomunye umuntu ngokumncedisa nje ngaleyo ndlela. Ngiyazi lawo kunengokwenzayo kodwa singathi indlela yini yokuletha la inguquko abantwana beZimbabwe abaphandle abangayilandela ukuletha inguquko ekhaya.
Lokana babunkomo into enhle kakhulu njengoba kubekile ukuthi leyo nto into engayenza mhlambe ingaletha utshintsho mhlambe noma singathi ikoda ngoba ikuthi uhlupho lwento ekhona babunkomo ukuthi into eyenziwa ngama-individuals le nto eyenziwa nguhulumende into eyenziwa ngama-individuals ine-impact kodwa ayila as much as into eyabe isenziwa nguhulumende. So ilapho okufanele ukuthi sikhangele khona. Mina nginje babunkomo ngithemba uyazi ukuthi ngilabantwana ama-orphans intandane ezinye ezibothekwane ezinye ezikubodombodema ezinye ezingakhulu eziningi ezihlukeneyo abantwana engibafundisayo ngemali yami ngikhiphe esikhwameni engingayithathi kuhulumende about 21 ama-orphans engilawo ngithemba ukuthi ngiyazi ukuthi uyazi ukuthi izkanje ziyazama lokuthi ama-social lives khona ngale emakhaya izikolo siyazithengela ama-kit amabhora siyenza konke kokwala sithengisela uthando kathesi sile initiative enye esilayo ukuthi ayi-plum to hospital helping hand siyancedisa isibhedlela se-plum to okuyi-government hospital kodwa ngendlela ukuthi sikubona ukuthi kulobu nzima siyafaka izandla sizama ukuthi kuncedise kodwa-ke kodwa into eyenziwa yithi ama-individuals kuyabe kufana nje ukuthi kodwa ayina impact kakhulu njengento eyabe isizwa kuhulumente ngabe kukuthi kunje siyenza into enje uhulumende abe sesihlangabeza abafowethu besithi hayi bantwana beZimbabwe nanku njengoba lisenza lokhu mina ngizaliphathisa lami ngilincedise ngiligcwalisele lokhu ngabe kuba lula kakhulu for instance ngike ngabala luyisidaba oluye lwangizwisa ubuhlungu kwe-iviki edlulileyo kulabantu abathe imbheda bezama ukuthi bayidonate ekhaya kodwa bathi befika kuzimra izimra yethu iyabachada yethi kuyizinto abazithenge ngapha ngemali zabo befuna ukuthi bezidonata ekhaya bezidonatele ukuthi zincedise uhulumende into okufanele ukuthi ngabe yena nguye oyenzayo ngokuye kwakhona ngiphinde ngibuye njalo kule zinto eziningi kakhulu baba unkomo kodwa mina engikukhwabitha kakhulu yile nkulumo ekhulunywe ngusichica mfundo ukuthi kuhle ukuthi uhulumende abesazi ukuthi singabantwana beZimbabwe njalo abesazi ukuthi silivalu ngokwenza njalo kuzokwenza ukuthi ukusebenzisana kwethu kube lula kuba yinto ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi nxa uthi uyafika ekhaya iloba noma uyenzani uthi uyafika ekhaya mhlawumbe kulosizo oyabe ufuna ukuthi ululethe ebantwini uthola abantu besithi no lo muntu lo usizo lwakhe asilwamukeli ngenxa yokuthi ngumuntu we-MDC noma lo sizo asilwamukeli ngenxa yokuthi ngumuntu wezaphu indaba ye-politics again kufana ukuthi uhulumende azama ukuthi ayikhangele ayiqondise ukuthi ayingabi ludaba oluhlukanisa abantu phakathi siyakubona kuma-diaspora lapha ama-opposition parties angahlala phansi bakhulume iregardless ukuthi wena ubhilivane noma ubhilivane you can still be my friend wena unje ungabe ngumngane wami usapota i-MDC mina ngibe ngumuntu wezanu but those are the kind of things about yilizwe esilifunayo njalo eli-conducive for everyone but nxa kusasela konkwalethu esikubona ukuthi bala ma-divisions abantu bazabeloko besesaba ukuthi baqhubekele phambili beloko besisondeza le ndaba zasekhaya.
Mhm siyabonga mnumzana Dube qhubeka kubambile khonapho before we go back to Mr. Mthama and Masocha we have a caller Mr. Wande.
Yes there is before I do that Nkomo there is a message from Agrippa Shaka Zulu Dengeza who is responding to what Professor Masocha said earlier and he's saying that the contribution that's needed is more than charity it is making use of the skills acquired outside. So that is one thing that we might want to think about. Iko zvinopa fona patinamkoma Gamblani muripo here mkoma Gamblani.
ongo babandiripo
tinokutenda kuita moyo murefu kwamaita tibatsirewo nenyaya iyi
nyaya tinoinzwa baba
mm
hazvina kuipa kuti mutungamiri wenyika yedu ave anotishevedza kuti tiuye kumusha kuzosimudzirawo upfumi
hongu
dambudziko riripo nderekuti vari kuziva dambudziko rakaitika kuti vasati vashedza vekunze kuti vatibatsirane kune vana vari kutambura vari imomo vamwandakapinda marumudziro mutaona ona vakazara nezvingoro vanoda kubatsirwawo nokuti dai vanga vaitawo chimwe chinhu chokuisawo kana kuti famu rimwe chete zvaro ravanoitawo uyai apa vanangu apa ndakubatsirawo nemari yangu uyai muite maprojects akadai akadai kuri kumusha ikoko ivo vehurumende vachibatsirawo vana vari kutambura izvozvo panguva inoi vari kuzara nezvingoro mudhorobha kungobuda kuenda kunze kwenyika unoshedza kuti uyai asi vari pedyo navo chaicho havana chavari kukwanisa kuvaitira ko isusu tiri kunoko takatarisa kune vari vari kokoko tinoti tinozonoitei mudzwango wokutanga
aiwa
kechipi ukatarisa pazvinozvi kuita sezvinhu zvepolitics kungonotsvaga zvekunze kuwesta mari umhai kutsvaga zvekunze unoitawo kana baba uri pamusha kana wakawo kamba kadiki diki kuti aiwa ndapererawo apa vanangu ndibatsireiwo tichionawo kuti pane zviri kuitikawo kumusha chokwadi but kubva vapinda pachigaro nanhasi hakuna kana chimwe chete zvatichatichamboratidzika kuti famu rimwe chete ta rakatorwa nemahovheteri nevasimudziwa mahovheteri nhasi unowu izvo vari kutambura nemafamu dzavakatora havana kana even sponsorship yehurumende inokwanisa kuti maybe vati hurumende yatibatsirawo pa1 plus chaicharoimpleyewa muvanhu ukwanisa kuti kana 100 chaiwo hapana muri kuinzwa here
tiri kuzvinza chaizvo
mukatarisa izvozvo mari muzivo ndakamanya makatikurudzira panapa kuti endai munoregista kuvhota muri kunze takamanya tikaenda kunoregista kuvhota izvozvo ndakatoregista kuvhota asi mutaura kuti mazuva amatipa kuti izvo tiendeoita macheck records ndinoona kupi nguva izvozvo yokuti ndimanye ndinongondocheka bedzi ndacheka ndobva ndadzoka futi kubasa ndozoenda futi kunovhota futi and mazuva acho mashomanani vezeki voramba kuwedzera ipapapo munopati kudii
hai
pane
dambudziko guru tiri kuzvinzwa Mr. Nkomo Mr. Gamblani here is talking about the government itself not being able to assist those children that are in the country. The streets are full of kids pushing carts around and things like that. Why doesn't the government assist those people that they have? So, you know, to encourage other people from coming. But if they see people struggling like that while the government is out here asking people to go back home, then he says that offers a bit of a problem.
I would not enter any kupina mchirongo amterere.
Ndatenda hangu baba wangu.
Going back to Professor Masota, are you still on the line, Professor?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have 7 minutes remaining on the clock, so give us your last word. What kind of a policy should the government develop? What two key points? Give us two key points the government should consider and consider strongly if they were to develop a new diaspora policy.
I think, as I said before, they need to come up with a roadmap document that is very clear and easy for us in the diaspora to access wherever we are, such that we can actually go to Zimbabwe or even invest from here, knowing exactly steps A to Z. That's one thing we need. You know, some of us have resources, different types of resources that we can actually help, but we really don't know where to begin. And the government still keeps on saying, please come, please invest. But how? And the other thing we need, you know, from the government is a double assurance that they are going to work flat out to eliminate corruption. Because whatever some of the things we want to do, we are so much afraid that our money or our resources are not going to end up helping those who are supposed to be helped. And that may be the view of other investors as well, because they have seen things happening. They are still seeing things happening. The government seems like it's just paying lip service, you know, to end all that, to quickly reverse the direction of the country. Because for me personally, a person who goes there every year, I know, maybe I'm going to see the new dispensation as I go, but as the previous speaker has said, He said there are still kids in the streets trying to make a living, which means the country is still going towards the direction it has always been going right now. So let's just be open and, you know, tell everybody else where we are and how long we are going to take to get where we want to be.
Mm-hmm. Aywa, thank you so much, there, Professor Masocha.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I have to go right now in my meeting. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate we hereby release you. Mkoma Chale, mune a minute and a half. Edai Urumende akaterera, and if they were to come up with a new diaspora policy, ndezvipi zvakakosha zvamungada kuti vange vachizviisa mugwaro iroro re-diaspora policy?
Diaspora policy kuti inga gadzirwe nehurumende should acknowledge the right of every Zimbabwean in the diaspora to vote and for self-determination as enshrined in the constitution according to, you know, section 7, subsection 3. And then in a government which is transparent and accountable, the diaspora policy should also maybe include a certain percentage of tax which the diaspora can contribute, which will be used towards infrastructure or development. But the condition is in a government which is transparent and accountable to its own people, where those monies that are contributed strictly go towards infrastructure development. And the people outside have a right to self-determination and that right to vote for representatives of their choice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, them, Mkoma Chali. Tube, ngama fichane akuse qibele uhlelo.
Ngiyazwakala kwaMkoma.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa Tube, akuse qibele uhlelo ngama fichane.
Mina amafishane engawatsho babomkhomo ngeyokuthi uhulumende wethu akabe nguhulumende okhaliphileyo. Ukuba nguhulumende okhaliphileyo, nako ukuthi kukhona umthetho abafuna ukuthi bawakhe noma abafuna ukuthi usebenze kuhle labantu bediaspora. Kuba kuhle kakhulu ukuthi bayenze ama-consultations labantu bediaspora ukuze bazwisise njalo bacocisane kulezo zinto ababezibeka labantu abakudiaspora ukwenzela ukuthi kukhonde kuhle. Kodwa-ke nxa bengafika lokuthi bafuna ukubeka umthetho abakungela consultation bengazi lokuthi abantu bediaspora bacabangani noma babona njani ngakho kunalokho, kuzajika futhi kuhluphe njalo. So ngibone ngathi into eqakathekileyo, kodwa above all i-transparency babumkomo iqakathe kule kwedlula yonke into. Noma i-transparency njalo lokuthi nxakuthiwa iZimbabwe ilizwe elidemocratic, alibe ilizwe elidemocratic practically, kubonakale ekweqinisa ukuthi ilizwe elidemocratic elingelabandlululo. Njalo okunye okuqakathekileyo kakhulu ngokuthi iloba noma kusediaspora noma ngaphi, uhulumende weZimbabwe akatshengisela ukuthi uyabambanisa abantu beZimbabwe bazizwe bengabantu beZimbabwe bonke, babe nothando lweZimbabwe bonke. Noma uvele eBinga, noma uvele Plumtree, noma uvela eBeitbridge, noma uvele eMashonaland, noma uvela ngaphi, uzizwe ungumuntu weZimbabwe ngendlela yokuthi uwamukelekile uhulumende ekunikeza lokho kufudumala okuselizweni. Kodwa ngeyinto eqakathekile kakhulu naleyana.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Dube, siyabonga. And this is it, Zimbabwe. Thank you to Mr. Charles Mtama of the Zimbabwe Diaspora for Democracy, Mr. Difference Dube, a human rights campaigner in the UK, and Professor Elliot Masocha of Devry University in Ohio. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And I'm Janono Kawande. We hope to see you again next time when we have another interesting subject to discuss with you. Thank you so much. Good night and take care.